lined up for you. David Penn is an amazing political analyst and great advisor to Royce White, is going to be hosting. And I drafted these guys in, and David Penn loved the idea because they were are up there in Kentucky where this watershed referendum on foreign powers trying to control us and Israel trying to keep us in this war. Got Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency, Green Beret, founder of the Oath Keepers, and former, you know, Ron Paul staffer and lawyer and all the rest of it, Stuart Rhodes. So much to cover tonight with you guys. David Penn, give us a quick foreshadowing. I'm going to turn the baton over to you guys of what's coming up tonight in the next 2 hours.
Well, good evening, Alex. We're going to be talking about what's going on up here in Minnesota, where Royce is running for Senate, and he's also facing a seal from the Seal brand. So that's very timely to be down in Representative Massey's backyard, dealing with that Seal connection started by Ray Zinke up in Montana.
And yeah, nothing against SEALs, but the CIA said when Trump first got in 9 years ago, we're going to tap the SEALs and special operations to get them. And they weren't very successful with the Green Berets. They were more successful with the SEALs to get them to join the CIA operation.
Yeah, and they're very active up here in Minnesota, and they're very sophisticated in what they're doing. It's really an insult to the citizens of Minnesota. We're seeking self-governance. We're not looking for empire here in Minnesota. We're fighting for self-governance along with you, Alex.
And that's what this is about.
I'm very interested to talk. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. That's what this referendum is in Kentucky. You'll have the floor. We're going to break in 3 minutes. We'll come right back with you hosting. Let's go to my old buddies. Talk about old buddy, Stuart Rhodes, back when we worked for Ron Paul. Ron Paul's, I can't come on, but I have Stuart Rhodes on. He's my main advisor on the police state. And then, of course, former political prisoner, and then Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency. Guys, what do you got for us coming up?
Yes, we're right. Alex, thanks for having us on. We're right outside of the event that's going to be taking place tomorrow, where apparently the Secretary of War is now being deployed into northern Kentucky to try to take out the last stand here in America First and the Liberty Movement. Oddly enough, it's at 2826 Terminal Drive in Hebron, Kentucky, and it's fitting that it's Terminal Drive because this is the terminal moment for the America Second crowd, where we are going to start to take the country back and the Republican Party back in order for it to become an American First.
No, I agree. I mean, when you guys come back first address, when did Trump go sideways and last, or why? Because he's literally saying, I don't care about the average American's finances. I'm doing this for Israel. He said that on Fox News a few days ago. Stuart, what the hell's going on here? So I know you've been a big Trump supporter, so have I. I'm not throwing baby out with the bathwater, but holy hell, what's going on?
I think he's been co-opted, obviously. Co-opted or he's sold out, frankly. And I still have a tattoo of him on my arm. I'm going to have to modify it pretty soon to reflect reality. That's that tattoo I got in prison with Trump on it. Of him, you know, raising his fist in Butler.
Rotate it over so we can see it. Put it up for the camera. Turn it around. Yeah, there you go. Wow. You go. Fight, yeah.
I got that while I was in prison. I went to prison for President Trump and for our country, and I believed in him. And I still do, but here's the thing is he has got to get back on track to serve this country, America First and America only. And right now he's just not doing that. Thomas Massie is. R. Taylor Greene was also. Joe Kent is. And so they've corralled President Trump into abandoning his own campaign promises, his own pledge to the American people to drain the swamp and take the deep state down. And now he's turning on everybody who's staying true.
Yeah,
to
now
that.
He says he's a primary Boebert. All right, 1 minute break. You guys take over.
Wait, hold up, Alex. We got to invite you out here. I know you like to travel. Why don't you come out here? Because let's face it, you have the biggest show that can completely supplant Fox News that's going to be covering the event tomorrow. We're going to be here live attending this 1 p.m. event where Pete Hegseth is going
to
be here.
All right, well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you guys, but the guest host, David Penn, is about to take over. But this idea that we should get Trump back on track, we're not abandoning the field. That's the whole point of this. Back in 60 seconds with David Penn hosting with Ivan Raiklin and Stuart Rhodes. Stay with us and share the live feeds now, Paul Revere. The power's in your hands. Take action now. Share the feeds at Relof Jones on X now. Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Welcome to Sunday Night Live. This is David Penn, guest hosting tonight for Royce White. So glad to be with you. We have a very exciting night. It's the eve of the election. I've got great people on the ground with me from the scene. Ivan Ranklin and Stuart Rhodes. We're going to be talking about what's happening with the America First Movement. How are we going to wrest control of this country back into the hands of the people? This country is an experiment in human evolution, consciousness evolution. It's based on self-governance. Do you know, Ivan, and do you know, Stuart, that 535 members of Congress, each seat gets $7.5 million of lobbying money per year? Good evening to both of you gentlemen. Tonight, the subject is AIPAC. What's going on the ground, gentlemen?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting out, but I'll just say this. Like Alex was saying earlier, this is a referendum on who owns this country. Is it we the people, or is it they the billionaires and they the Israeli lobby? That's just what it is. That's the fight. So this is the most important race for Congress right now, because you can see what they're doing. They think it's the most important race. That's why they're spending $20 million trying to defeat a good man instead of for the Constitution. I work for Ron Paul, who's known as Dr. No. Thomas Massie is known as Mr. No for the exact same reason. He says no to foreign spending and aid to foreign governments, including Israel. He says no to extravagant spending that's destroying our dollar. He says no to spying on American people with FISA. He says no to protecting pedophiles. And that's the only beef. This is what's sad, is President Trump's own campaign promises are exactly that. And all it is Thomas Massie is being consistent, and President Trump is not. And for that sin of being consistent, he's being demonized.
Yeah, and I'm going to add to that and say that, you know, $20 million plus, I mean, we're probably going upwards of $25 million because they know they're going to lose. And the reason why they're going to lose is because they're pumping more and more money into a candidate that barely has a pulse. This gentleman can bear, speaking of SEALs, this guy is apparently a former SEAL, Navy SEAL captain, apparently. He can barely formulate a phrase, let alone a sentence. And you're going to see that tomorrow. We're at the venue that he's going to be hosting, or I should say, he's going to be attending an event. This guy, named, I call him Special Ed because his inability to communicate effectively, is going to be with the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, who apparently should be focused on opening the Straits of Hormuz instead of conducting unlawful Hatch Act violating political activities in support of a person that's fully funded practically by the Israeli lobby. Why? In order to remove the only member of Congress that called on supporting the Constitution and giving and granting the president war powers constitutionally rather than through unconstitutional means, sure, in order to prosecute a war on behalf of Israel, as said by President Trump himself, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the Speaker of the House. All three of those said that they had to go to war in Iran on behalf of Israel. Their words, not mine.
And all Congressman Massey's saying is, let's have a vote in Congress. Congress is supposed to declare war. Let's at least have a vote on the War Powers Resolution so that we have, you know, a say in what's happening and take responsibility for it. And for that sin, he's now being targeted by the White House, by the establishment, and by the Israeli lobby, like we're talking about, $20 billion, unprecedented. The most expensive race for Congress in U.S. history.
All right, mostly Miriam's money.
Yeah,
Miriam Adelson.
And I don't care about him being a Navy SEAL. Dan Crenshaw was a Navy SEAL. He was a horrible sellout, disgrace to Texas. I'm from Texas. We know. Is the establishment
not only a disgrace to Texas, the whole country?
Right, establishment shill who never saw a violation of our rights he wouldn't vote for. And this guy's gonna be the exact same way. We don't care if it's a Navy SEAL. He will not debate Thomas Massie. He won't even talk to Thomas Massie in a forum. He's afraid to talk to him because he doesn't know the issues. He's just a stuffed shirt because he's a Navy SEAL. They think everyone's gonna vote for him. Hey, we're both veterans, we respect veterans. But if you're not a constitutionalist, I don't care what you did in the military. You're going to violate your oath once you get into Congress. And he's already pledged he's going to go in there and do whatever he's told. That's what he's pledged. So his oath,
Stuart,
is not going to be to defend the Constitution,
that,
domestic. It's to do whatever he's told.
Stuart, that's so important what you just said, that both of you are veterans, which gives you the credentials to make the comments that you're making about the SEALs. The problem we have here in Minnesota, and I'm sure it's where you are too, the average American citizen that's never been in a fist fight will take and project their denied courage upon these SEALs and give them a kind of status that they may or may not deserve. They may be a man of sacred honor. They may be a sellout like Dan Crenshaw. And of course, you gentlemen both know that subterfuge and lying is often a part of the war training. So we don't always get what we're bargaining for when we support the veterans without listening to what it is that they have to say. So, Stuart, Ivan, how's the race going down there? I mean, when I looked at the newspaper today, it seemed as if the SEAL was slightly ahead. What do you feel on the ground?
Well, we're having a hard time hearing you. I'll just say this. As veterans, I was a reconnaissance, airborne reconnaissance unit veteran. I've been with Special Forces. We respect all our brothers and sisters that served. But the key point is that we all raise our hand and swear to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the most important thing. So whatever you did in service and whatever your training was, it's no excuse. Like, yeah, training and subterfuge, great. I'm sure Ivan had plenty of that kind of training, too. That's not really the point. The point is, do you keep your oath or not? If you're not going to keep your oath, then I don't care what you did. And so that's it's a little bit too much of the SEAL worship or special warfare worship. Hey, if you're special warfare, that's fantastic. But you have more even a higher obligation, I believe. Because of the respect that you get, because of the training you have a higher obligation to understand the Constitution and do what it says.
Absolutely. I'm just going to echo on that. It doesn't matter at this point. Once you're done with military service, like myself, like Stuart, I retired myself 25 years in, retired as a lieutenant colonel, whatever, great. But now that we're back in the community, it is incumbent on us men. We are responsible for ensuring that our Constitution is adhered to. And I don't care how big and strong and how much of a bully you are, I got my trusted partner here, we only expose the biggest bullies. Those that are using their positions of power beyond what we granted them to, you know, use that power for. And so in this instance, we are here standing up. I mean, I expect every veteran that's out there that's in the vicinity of the Cincinnati airport should be asking questions of, I respect SEAL service, but do you respect a SEAL that takes in $15, $20 million of foreign money? Last I checked, that's considered a foreign agent. Last I checked, as a lawyer as well, both of us, that it requires a foreign agent registration. And if you don't conduct the foreign registration properly, then guess what? You get up to 5 years in prison. And not only that, last I checked, the thing is you're a traitor, right? That's kind of treason when you're taking money in a time of war. Iran, Israel, America is in a war, right? That needs to be addressed. But our political class right now at the highest levels of both political parties is ignoring that. And luckily, we have a platform such as this show. We have X somewhat providing free speech platform and others to be able to call it out. And we can call it out in person like we're doing it here. And then we amplify it to millions and tens of millions of people that are now watching across the entire globe. I'm going to close with this part is that yesterday we were at the campaign rally for Thomas Massie. You had international media there, BBC, you had the largest, I'm not sure if they still are, but a few years back, the largest newspaper distribution on the planet is a Japanese outfit called the Asahi Shimbun. And there was a reporter there interested in covering the story of this movement. This is the national I'm going to say this as many times as I can going into Tuesday. Thomas Massie is a national referendum on whether or not the Republican brand is going to remain Israel first, and in some aspect Israel only, or is it going to be Americans first, and maybe even go beyond that and focus on Americans only until we get our house in order, and then we can start talking about potentially working with allies throughout the globe.
And as the founder of Oath Keepers pledged to, remind men about their oath, I have a problem with a guy that says that when he goes into office, he's going to just follow orders. He's going to do whatever he's told, period, by the White House. that's not his oath. It's a serious problem.
I'm okay with him doing as he's told by the constituents of the Northern
of the U.S. Constitution.
A fourth congressional district in the U.S. Constitution.
U.S. Constitution comes first. That's what the oath is. It's not even to do what your constituents want. It's to do what the Constitution demands. That's what your oath is. And so I want to know if the guy could even answer questions about the Constitution. Has he even read it? Does he even understand it? We don't know because he won't have any questions. Right.
And he won't even debate. 8 times he's refused to debate. Not even like a forum, a friendly forum.
Yeah.
I just want to say in dealing with the SEALs, because we have this Adam Schwartzy from the SEAL brand running here in Minnesota, there are 7 SEALs in the Congress. They run as a brand. They have one unifying factor. Every one of them is 100% supportive of U.S. adventurism in the Middle East in support of Israel. That would start with, for example, a recent new senator, Tim Sheehy from Montana, who was in his first term, and before he was even wet, you know, even before he was dried off, just out of the shower, he was already doing video ads for AIPAC, and I think he's taken about $600,000 in cash from that organization. This cash that's banging around in our system is so perverse, it's so unfair to the American people. We have allegedly a kind of governance where it's of the people, by the people, and for the people, but of course, it's by the cash, for the cash, and all about the cash. So if you got the cash, you buy the government that you want. We have elections, can't pass the SAVE Act, but we pass the cryptocurrency acts. No, we can't secure the elections. We're not even sure what's going on with the elections. We go to the polls, we work, we knock on doors, we do everything we can, and these people go to the Congress, and almost all of them take votes that have nothing to do with how they advertise themselves when we voted for them. Thomas Massey seems to be a man who ran on a platform, made promises to his constituents, and kept those promises up until this very day. And what I'm looking for in my elected representatives, the fundamental building block that I want to see restored in politics, is honesty. I don't think we can rebuild this republic on a heap of lies. I think we need honesty as the fundamental building block of our politics going forward. Now, gentlemen, when you're there on the ground, are you still with me? Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
Maybe we've lost Stuart and Ivan. I think we have. The connection was not very good. I'm going to pick it up, and I'm going to improvise. And if we get them back in the control room, please let me know. I'd love to hear from them. This is a big deal. We're having a big election. This is a referendum. And let me just say something to everybody that is so about winning. And if they don't win, they quit. What kind of sportsman are you? The idea is to win more than you lose. Sometimes you lose. But in politics, the beautiful thing about politics, when you have a referendum of this magnitude, it's the opportunity to educate, to persuade. We don't have to win this election. It'd be great if we did. But if the people want to regain control of our government, it's the process that matters. It's the continuous getting on the soapbox and telling the truth. Up here in Minnesota, and I know you would be expecting to see Royce White here tonight, he's out working with young men, turning young athletes into productive members of our society, being America's coach. When Royce is running, he's teaching. He tells the truth. He doesn't tell the audience what he thinks they want to hear. He tells them what he thinks is true and right and good. And I noticed that up here in Minnesota, we got 2 very establishment-type candidates running for Senate against Royce. One is the relatively well-known Michelle Tafoya, a sideline reporter of NFL fame. She's been around a long time. And when I did the Apple research on her, I found out that she was anti-President Trump, pro-immigration, or at least willing to do some workarounds in immigration, and she supported red flag laws. In other words, she was interested in curtailing my Second Amendment rights. And I looked at that, and I downloaded a bunch of her videos where she was talking about those issues, and I played them on the Professor Penn podcast, which we broadcast here at Free People Radio. Free People Radio is a studio here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the belly of the beast. Please go to freepeopleradio.com. That's freepeopleradio.com. That's where Royce and I do our hack into the matrix, so to speak, 7 days a week. I went back to look for those same clips. They're gone. They're gone. They've disappeared. How could that be possible? That takes some juice. Well, of course she has that juice. She's the hand-picked candidate of the National Republican Senatorial Committee led by the Rhino Tim Scott, who works with the Rhino John Thune. These are the people that could pass the Genius Act about cryptocurrency, in other words, digital currency, but they couldn't bring for a vote the SAVE Act to secure the elections for the American people. That's who we got running the show, and that's their candidate, Michelle Tafoya. Oh, she's so nice, and she's so sweet, and she's so empathetic. And when she speaks in platitudes. She says nothing. She says blah, blah. She's the blah, blah candidate. Her campaign logo is purple. It's not red. If you go to her website, it doesn't say Republican any place on her website. She is the product of the pro-choice Republicans because she is a pro-choice Republican. And I have to ask myself, a pro-choice Republican, pro-choice, okay, great. What are you conserving? The reason I am in the Republican Party, the reason I'm an officer in the Republican Party is because I think there are ideas worth conserving. Let me give you one. A creator that granted me unalienable rights. That would be a pretty important idea to conserve. But when you start pulling out the load-bearing walls of faith, you end up with communism and Marxism and Nazism and transgenderism. All the isms come when you remove the load-bearing walls of faith. So here I am up here in Minnesota, political activist, working at Free People Radio with Royce, in the streets, watching what the establishment is doing to stop Royce White. Royce, as you know, got the endorsement of the Republican Party in the 2024 cycle. He was running for Senate in that cycle. And no sooner did he win the endorsement from the delegates, yes, on the first ballot, yes, to overwhelming applause and accolades, the rhinos of the party, and I'm just going to name a name for just because it's appropriate to what's going on in Kentucky, led by Norm Coleman, who is the president right now of the Republican Jewish Committee, one of the primary supporters of Israel here politically, and then Senator Rudy Boschwitz, another primary supporter of globalism and Israel, the two stalwarts here in Minnesota. And yes, they're both Jewish, but that's not the issue. They're Jewish ethnically. Their politics is Zionism. And let me make a distinction for the people that have anti-Semitic feelings. There are about 10 to 15% of the Jews in this world that are opposed to the nation state of Israel. You're looking at one of them. Why? Because we believe in God. That's why. Now, that's not to say that other people wouldn't claim to believe in God. But if you believe in God to the way back, you believe that the Jewish people were expelled from the Holy Land for sexual immorality, for worshiping false gods, and for murder, and that they were dispersed throughout the world. And for 1,850 years, Jewish people all over the world had an oath that they took, and that oath was that the Jewish people would not return en masse as a wall to the Holy Land, that we would blend into the countries that we lived in, that we would support the countries that we lived in, and that we would atone for the sins of murder and sexual immorality and worshiping false gods through prayer and study and charity. In other words, we'd keep our head down until the Messiah came. And somehow, associated with the Enlightenment, the Industrial Revolution, the movement to the cities, the desire to throw off the shackles of the hereditary rulers of Europe and the tyrannical rule of the rulers with the church, these people gave birth to all kinds of isms: Bolshevism, communism, Nazism, scientism, you name it, the isms. It's like a bad band. And these people gave up the faith of their fathers, and many of them became Marxists and Bolsheviks, and many of them made their way to Israel. Not my grandfather. My grandfather chose to come here by choice to do what? Practice religious freedom and economic freedom. And hit my grandmother said to me, "My son, you're in America. Love this country. Be an American." And I did it. And I'm so proud of my country that has given me the freedom to live my life and to find my way to be with here, to be with you here tonight. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to be back very soon. This is David Penn, your host, filling in the night for Royce White. We'll be back right after these commercial announcements.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, "Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?" And I say, "Are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them." And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, "Wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works." And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently, slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy, the spirit of resistance and victory, and they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh.
And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Okay, welcome back to Sunday Night Live, where we're working through some technical difficulties. Thank God for the new Alex Jones Network. What a badass play that was. Alex, I love you, brother. You took those people across the tumbleweed of time. They've expended so much energy. They thought they had you in the supine position. And just like you said it would be, oh, they've made you greater and more powerful than you could have ever been without their machinations. But of course, we're working out the technology of a new studio. We'll get it right. Everybody's trying to get it right. And I hope you're all with me. Let me just say, following up on that last segment, I do not want to see a Holocaust of the Jewish people in the modern era. My family's experience was not unlike many other millions of people. Let's say there was a family of six brothers. First of all, these people were poor. Poor, poor, poor. I'm not talking about the German Jews that lived in Berlin. I'm talking about the poor people that lived in Eastern Europe. If there were six brothers, two of them gave up the faith, became Marxists, and they probably moved to Palestine, where they picked up arms, funded those arms were by the Rothschilds. Yes, that's correct. That project was a British imperial project. It was the project of using immigration as a political weapon. Oh, the British Empire is good at that. They practiced it. They succeeded. They took a population of about 5% Jewish in 1905, and by 1948, hey, they had enough Jews to take the country over. That takes some skill, and the Rothschilds spent the equivalent of $1 billion U.S. dollars relocating those Marxists, and they were Marxists. The original State of Israel was a socialist enterprise, and those two brothers went there and picked up arms, and that's where they're children live to this very day. Two of the brothers found a way to legally enter the United States of America. Because of the immigration laws at that time, they perhaps had to move to Canada or England first and live for many years before they made their way into the United States of America. The immigration laws of this country were very restrictive up until, guess who? Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1965 signed the immigration law which governs the nightmare that we're living through right now today here in modern 2026 United States of America. Yeah, that's right, the dark Sith Lord, Lyndon Johnson. So two of the brothers made it to the United States, like my grandfather. But the two that stayed home, they died. They died, and they died ugly. They were murdered. And I don't want to see another murder. But I'll tell you what I also don't want to see. I don't want to see my country collapse. I don't want to see my currency collapse. I don't want to see my children sent off to fight in a war, which really brings no benefit to me. See, we got a big gap here now, a big gap between what's good for the people of this country, the everyday people that are just trying to live their lives, and the oligarchs and the technocrats who rule over us. And why do they rule over us? They're not supposed to rule over us. We're in America, after all. This is about self-governance. And the reason they're ruling over us is we're not doing our job. We the people. Now, this audience, this is a pretty enlightened audience. The consciousness of this audience is pretty evolved. We know what's going on. We see the technocracy coming. We see the data centers getting built, like Operation Matador down in Amarillo, Texas, where the Rick Perry and his son are primary stockholders. That'd be the former Department of Energy head, former governor of Texas. Alex knows his name, probably knows him personal. Rick Perry and his son. You know how big this data center is? The building is 5 miles by 5 miles. That data center is going to consume more energy than all the residential housing stock in the great state of Texas. It's going to consume more energy than 28 individual U.S. states. It's going to consume so much energy that there's going to be 2 nuclear reactors put close by, I assume, on a military site, because President Trump signed an executive order to expedite the production and the deployment of nuclear technology to power the data centers, these AI centers. There's another one that just got approved within the last couple of weeks in Utah. The primary stockholder is the repulsive Kevin Leary, Mr. Wonderful. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't see any reason to be an ass. He seems to enjoy it. I don't. Maybe that's because I'm a Christian. I want to love my neighbor as I wish to be loved. Maybe that's not in his lexicon. You know, we got a lot of people that profess that they believe in God. What an easy thing to say. I believe in God. What do you do with your belief in God? Are you working to put sin underfoot, like pride, the bottom of the barrel of all the deadly sins? No, humility is very critical. And I watched him brag about this new data center he's driving up in Utah. It's bigger than the city of Manhattan. How could this be? What are they doing with these data centers? Oh, I asked myself, what are they doing? Oh my. This is certainly going to be good for me, isn't it? Now, I have to say, as regards President Trump, because I'm a political activist, I'm actually in the game, I'm playing. And I've learned to be slow to judgment. Judge not, lest you be judged. And I recognize that many people believe he's sold out, and he very well may have. But do you know that he left a letter with Vice President Vance to be opened in the event of his assassination? What principalities and powers does President Trump wake up and face every day? What workarounds is he coming around to try to deal with the hand that he's been dealt? What hand was he dealt? He was dealt a hand. We all know this in this audience. He was dealt a hand that the United States was going to be subordinated to one world governance. People were talking about this for 100 years. I heard Alex say this past week that 30 years ago when Alex started broadcasting, maybe 1% knew about the plans for global governance. And now, Alex said, maybe half the American citizens have figured it out, that we're winning. And we're winning the war of ideas. That's why each skirmish, like this deal down in Kentucky, win or lose, we're moving the ball up the field. And I want to give that grace to President Trump. If it turns out he was a sellout, that will be written in the books of history. And I have to say, when a man has an anointing and does the miraculous, I remember there's a great clip, you can look it up on YouTube, Mike Tyson is talking about the devil doesn't waste any time with the lukewarm. The devil spends his time with those that can move the needle. And who's moved the needle more than President Trump in our lifetime? Remember when he came down that elevator? 2015? Where we were at, what we believed, and how we've become so aware of globalism and its dangers, what we've been through together as a community. This trip to China is indicative of the changes. Remember in the first presidency, the 45th presidency, how strident President Trump was about China, how he confronted China, how he was continuously bringing to the American people's attention the dangers of the Chinese Communist Party, China. Just like he brought to our attention the dangers of the U.S. media, the enemy of the people. When he would say these things, people were stunned. It rattled people's sensitivities and their sensibilities. They weren't used to this kind of plain talk, the kind of plain talk I hear from Royce White up here in Minnesota. It's not always correct. It's not always constitutional. We're coloring outside the lines. And the reason we are is inside the lines is controlled by tremendous institutions like the U.S. Department of War, which is going to get $1.5 trillion just this next year in the next defense authorization budget. All of the defense contractors, the medical industrial establishment, which is really a disease creation and disease management strategy, the universities that are funded, that are part of this scam, the entertainment business, that media I was talking about. How about all the NGOs here in Minnesota? You heard the story. As much as $20 billion disappeared on a $60 billion state budget. Where did it go? It went to non-governmental organizations, charities. Oh, doesn't that sound wonderful? Charities, the Little Sisters of the Poor. Like we got Lutheran Social Services with a $262 million budget. The chief executive makes a cool $500,000 a year. Any of you out there making a $500,000 a year? And what do they do? And how do they do it? They're government funded, and that's the organization, and Catholic Social Services and Jewish Social Services. They are the organizations that have made Minnesota an immigration hub, changing the nature of our state here in Minnesota. And then we get a candidate like Michelle Tafoya that speaks fondly about the Dignity Act. She's willing to do a workaround. She talks about deporting fraudsters to soften it up. It's a psyop. When we've got people screaming for the deportation of 15 or 20 million people that are here illegally, undermining the very rule of law that these people on Fox News tell us all the time that we have to keep, rule of law. So we're coloring outside the lines. Yeah, you can criticize Royce White. You can criticize President Trump. Some of the things that get said and done rattle the sensitivity. They rattle the sensibility. But the point is to move the dialogue ahead. This is about human consciousness. It's not about taking a vote that's probably not fair. I know it's not fair, at least from my perspective, here in Minnesota. Minnesota is one of the 26 states in this country that has what's called automatic voter registration. What does that mean? If you're in a southern state, you maybe never heard of it. It means that when I go to get my driver's license renewed, I am automatically registered to vote. That's something the Democrats put into play here when they had full control of the Minnesota state government. But let me give you a blast. Here's what they also put into play. Illegal aliens get Minnesota state driver's licenses. I'm going to say it again because it's so stunning. In Minnesota, an illegal alien can get a Minnesota state driver's license. And when that bill was being debated, every law enforcement group in the state supported it. Boy, my head scratched on that one. But then if you think about it, where does their money come from? See, we got a racket working up here in Minnesota, and we got a racket working in most of the states in this country. We got a racket working even in the Republican states. We got a racket working everywhere. And I'll tell you why that racket's working. Because we don't self-govern. That's right. Self-governance is not about going to vote every 2 years. Self-governance is infinite. I went this weekend and I bought ingredients to make my own home laundry detergent. Self-governance. Why do I got to go down to Costco and buy a big jug of plastic, which is never going to degrade, and put a bunch of probably toxic chemicals on my clothes that then sit close to my body, poisoning me? Do I want to do that? Even on the chance, see, I'm a business person, and let me tell you, if you'd like to support Free People Radio, please go on over to freepeopleradio.com. We'd like to break even in this deal. We got a beautiful website. Royce and I are doing a 5-day-a-week morning show, 7 to 9 a.m. 5 days a week, 7 to 9 a.m. on Rumble. Go to Rumble at 7 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. Find Free People Radio and please join our community. Go to freepeopleradio.com. We are trying to build a political community. Now, there's a lot of people that do this broadcasting thing because they got some kind of narcissistic need to be in the public eye. That's not me. I'm going to tell you, I was called to do this work. I was prepared from the time I was a child. I speak Hebrew. I read the Bible in Hebrew. I studied Hebrew. I prayed in the old ways for years. I was what you would call a religious Jew for quite a period of time in my life. And then, like so many people, I was converted to belief in Christ on the bed of sickness. Yeah, I was a badass in my 20s. I was bad, bad to the bone. One might say I was on the highway to hell. I got sick. And when that knife cut in my neck to biopsy that tumor, I was not unconscious. I had a little local anesthetic. I was 29 years old. I was terrified. I had a 3-month-old baby girl out in the waiting room. And that knife came into my neck, and I was so scared. And Christ appeared to me. And let me tell you, as a Jewish man, it disturbed me. I was freaked out. What is this? But when Christ comes into your life, cannot be denied. And Christ needs to come into everyone's life. And there's a very simple way to make it happen. It's actually in Mark and Matthew and Luke. John, if you'd like to read those books. See, this is what they say. I believe in God. What you doing to exercise your belief? You know, it's exercise. Like going to the gym every day. You want to be in good shape, you got to work out. Faith is like a muscle. You got to exercise it. You got to want to have a relationship with God. You got to knock on that door. Knock, knock, knock. Please let me in. Now, I was knocking. I just didn't know Jesus Christ was going to show up to answer it. And when Jesus Christ showed up, here's what he said to me. I will restore your body whole for my work and your enjoyment. And the work is saving the Republic of the United States of America. So I'm in the Republican Party, and I hang around with a lot of people I don't like and don't like me. And I didn't go in that way. I didn't go in not to like them. I thought I was entering the Republican Party. Naive, huh? Stupid, huh? I thought we all had a similar viewpoint. I didn't know that up here in Minnesota, we had a lot of hippies that believed in sex outside of marriage and drugs and rock and roll and abortion. God forbid they'd have to have real faith. They're going to the doctor twice a year. No, they joined the Republican Party because they wanted to have low taxes. That makes them materialists. Yeah, that's right, materialists. That's over on the Democrat side of the football. That's where the materialists are. Everything about the Democrat is about the money. Those are the takers. Those are the people on the take. We on the Republican side of the football, we're the givers. But we got a lot of people in the Republican Party that are taken. And one of them went down, thank God. Bill Cassidy, I've been watching that guy for years. In fact, on my local Republican committee, one of his political operatives showed up, moved from Louisiana up to Minnesota, and showed up on my local committee. And I thought to myself, whoa, we're going to have to get rid of this dude. Because he doesn't believe. You know, because they're doctors or lawyers, they're educated. Because they're SEALs, they're highly trained. Because they're priests. I'll go back to what Mike Tyson said. The devil is going to put his time on those that are trying to do something in this world. And unless we're willing to put sin underfoot, I mean really put it underfoot, the channel gets clogged up. Can't hear clearly. You know, God said, I'm going to send you a comforter. You're going to have a still, small voice in your heart. How can you hear that voice when you're looking to see what you can get out of the deal? Like lust. Boy, I bet you I can get some fun out of this deal. Or greed. Or pride, arrogance. These are all taking things. We're taking. We can't hear God's voice when we're taking. We hear God's voice when we're giving. And that's why there's a new covenant, a forgiving of sins. But we got to think about how's that supposed to work? Forgiving? How about giving for? Let me say it one more time. The new covenant is about forgiving of sins. But what's on our side? Yes, how lucky am I that, unworthy as I am and everything that I've done, I've been redeemed and forgiven. But how did I get there? I gave my life over to saving this republic. And why did I do that? Because of that founding document. Unalienable rights granted by a creator, That's what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting for low taxes. I'm not fighting for low regulation. I'm fighting for the right to believe. The reason my grandfather came here instead of going to Palestine. He could have gone to Palestine. He knew what the deal was. No, he came here for freedom. And my grandmother told me to be an American. And I love my grandmother, and she raised me, and I listened to her. And when God gave me the chance to serve him for his work, took me many years to get it together, but I've got it together, and so can you. And the first step is to want to have a relationship with God. The second step is to start putting sin underfoot. You know what it is you're doing that's not good for you. And you're powerless over it. That's why it's sin. You don't have any power over it. You ever notice it keeps coming back? There's a great scripture, a dog will return to its own vomit. Ooh, that really sums it up. And for men, ooh, we know what it is. How are you going to knock that off? You got to ask God for help. Just like an alcoholic. You got to realize you're powerless over a supernatural affliction. And when you're willing to let go and let God, I mean, really walk by faith and not by sight, now you're onto something. And we need tens of millions of us to come together in this effort, because we're fighting an edifice of materialism and scientism and communism and socialism that has its roots so deep into the institutions of our country that it's going to take a supernatural effort to root it out. And it's right in the good book. If I only had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, I could cast a mountain into the ocean. Well, that seems like a lot when you think of a mountain. But when you think of the edifice of evil that's in control of this country and the progress we're making in getting people woke up, when enough of us wake up, oh, those folks, their time is going to be done. This is David Penn, your guest host tonight on Sunday Night Live. I'm so glad to be with you, and I'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of its operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.